Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So great to have you here on the number one motivational podcast on the planet for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Remember, when you're ready to create and launch your own million-dollar message, book a call. Launchmymovement.com. Let's talk about your dream. Let's get your message going, all right? Hey, get used to saying no a lot, a lot. A lot of people struggle with saying no. Don't like to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, don't want to come off as, you know, kind of rough around the edges. Yeah, me too. I used to feel that way until I found out saying yes to a lot of things pulled me in a lot of directions that just really wasn't where I wanted to go, you know? I'll give you a couple of examples, but in your experience, have you found yourself when you say yes to things, you're like, God, I really don't want to do that. And then the day or the time comes when you have to commit to doing the thing you said you're going to do, and you're like, oh, I got to get out of this. Then you make up a lie and you say, oh, I got COVID, or, oh, I forgot my daughter's got a dance recital. Hey, you know, engine doesn't start. You come up with all of these, you know, trying to come up, you're like a contortionist, man. Put yourself in all these crazy positions just to get out of something that you should have said no to in the first place. From a business perspective, it will absolutely crush you. You know, we all want to be nice people, and you are a nice person. Saying no is not, you know, some character flaw where, oh, I said no, I'm mean. No, it means you're focused. Remember, where focus goes, energy flows. But I'll also give you the flip side of that. So when I was coming up in the corporate ranks, I said yes to everything. Raise my hand. New initiative, new thing. Yes, 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 yes. So if you're in a job, so this is for all the employees out there that want to get promoted. You want to really let your light shine. Say yes to everything. So it's a complete opposite of what I just said. But I'm going to give you facts behind it, scientific facts behind it. So if you've got that energy, you're in your 20s, your 30s, whatever it is. You got a lot of energy. You want to grow. You want to stand out from the crowd. Company's got a new initiative. Raise your hand. You don't even know what it is. Doesn't matter. Raise your hand anyway. Why? Because there's no data. There's no testing behind it. Everything's new. They don't have anything to benchmark it against. Everything's a success. If you just do the thing they're asking you to do, that's a success. Raise your hand, say yes to everything when you want to get promoted, because once they start getting the data and they can start putting benchmarks around that stuff, now they have something to measure it against, and now they start saying, well, you know, last quarter we did this many widgets and we should do at least 5% more. Now you're kind of beholden to the data and the benchmarks. But when there's new initiatives at the office, raise your hand. Be the guinea pig. Be the crash test dummy. There's nothing but good stuff that can come from that. All right, switching back. Personal. It's funny. I was hanging out with the guys a couple weeks ago, and I'm so conditioned to say no to everything. I just say no at like the first sentence that even remotely sounds like it's something I don't want to do. So we're hanging out, me and a few guys, and they were kind of chatting to the side, and I wasn't really paying attention, but I kind of just like, hey, we should get together, have a couple drinks next Thursday night, blah, blah, blah. I kind of caught that. So one of the guys says, hey, Sam, are you free? I said, nope. He goes, you haven't even heard what I know, but I'm not interested. And they start laughing. I start laughing. But they're conditioned now for me to say no to 95% of the stuff because, A, if it's after 7 o'clock at night, I don't want to go out for a drink. I don't like to drink after, unless I'm having a glass of wine with my wife on a Friday night, which has kind of become a tradition of ours. But still, man, I go to bed early. I go to bed early because I want to wake up early. Not saying you have to, but I'll get up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. Especially during the summertime, because I want to knock out 18 holes of golf. I got to get to the course by 7 in the morning, tee off at 7:30, done by 10, 10:30 with 18 holes, and I'm good. But that's my schedule. So I know what I want to say yes to, and I know what I want to say no to. So immediately, if it sounds like something, I'll give you another example. Speaking. I get invited to speak at a lot of live events. I say no to all of them, just about every single one. Why? I think I mentioned it, was it on the last podcast? I know it was just a couple episodes ago, maybe the last one. God, I'm getting old. Can't remember. But TSA, hotel rooms, airline travel, fast food, off my schedule, can't work out, can't play golf. No, I have no it for what? To make 10, 20 grand? I'll do that online. I'll make up for it. Throughout the course of the year, I'll find a way to make up for that. And I'm not saying that you should say no to things like that, but I'm at a different season of my life. I said yes. I said yes to all of that when it was that season. And I think there really is a season to say yes to a lot of stuff, and there's a season to say no. And what you're going to find is once you start creating momentum and that focus is going in a particular direction and that energy is going in that same direction, you're going to start to figure out, nah, that just doesn't fit. Nope. And it doesn't matter if you hurt somebody's feelings. That's not on you. That's on them. I mean, my gosh, you're going to rub somebody the wrong way now just based on who you vote for. So think how stupid that is. And then if you think that's ridiculous, you're certainly going to offend somebody or rub them the wrong way if you say no to an opportunity that they think that you should participate in. I can't tell you how many events I drove. I mean, I remember driving when our daughter Susan was about a year old. Keep in mind, she's still on the vent, still on the trach. I was driving from Cincinnati to Toronto. I think I made that trip three times at least, maybe four in 2015. And, you know, that's not an easy drive. You go up through Ohio, Toledo, cross over the bridge into Canada near Detroit, go east towards Toronto. It's 7-8 hours. And I did that a few times just to get on a stage to connect and to meet with people. I've flown to Vancouver, which is the same time. Susan was, you know, and these are tricky times in our house because we got a daughter on a ventilator. We got a daughter who's a G-tube and a trach. We got three other kids. There's a lot going on. I had to leave my wife at home. But big event in Vancouver, that's a cross-country flight to L.A. That's 4 hours, whatever, from Cincinnati. 3-hour flight to Vancouver from L.A., draining. You talk about that's a draining flight. That one time, I remember one time I flew Cincinnati to L.A., L.A. to Vancouver, spoke in Vancouver, got picked up by a car, went from Vancouver airport back to L.A., spoke at an event the next day, and then came back. I was drained. But I will tell you, those were two amazing events. Big, big stages. And the one in L.A., the second event I spoke at, I met Robert Kiyosaki. He was in the green room. I was in the green room. We hung out, chatted, got a picture with him. That was a bucket list day for me because I had never read an entrepreneurial book until I picked up Rich Dad, Poor Dad in 2002. It changed my life. And I say that stuff. I know a lot of people throw that around. It really did. It changed the trajectory of my life because it changed the way I thought. And I never thought like an entrepreneur. I never thought about earning money first, keeping what you earn, and giving the government what's left. That's just one principle. My whole W-2 experience in the corporate world and every job I've ever had is you earn income, the government takes what's theirs, and you get what's left. Completely backwards. So that was just one thought. So anyway, I got a chance to meet Robert Kiyosaki at that event. That's what I mean. I said yes to everything up until, I mean, I'm probably 3 years ago. So not that long ago, it went from saying yes to everything to saying no to just about everything else. I would say right around COVID. Yeah, right around 4 years ago. No, nope, not, nope, don't want to try. No, no interest. Yeah, but it's going to be 500 people. Yeah, I'm not interested. I'd rather hang out here in my home. I have a home for a reason. I have a family for a reason. I don't have an interest in being away from them to go speak. And look, if somebody says, it's, you know, if somebody says it's going to be 500 people there, usually you can cut it in half and probably even half of that. And then you get there, it's like 100 people, you know. And it's not because promoters are liars. That's not it at all. We all have our best intentions. Hey, we have 500 people registered. Well, being in this business a long time, I can tell you that doesn't equate to butts and seats, how many people are going to be in the room. So you're going to start by saying yes, which is great. Get the opportunities, get the reps in, get all that stuff. Get the focus going, get the energy flowing, and then start saying no. Because you're going to figure out where your wheelhouse is. Remember the 80-20 principle. 80% of your revenue is going to come from 20% of your activities. Probably more revenue coming from less amount of your activities. Settle in that zone. And not to say you don't want to raise your hand or don't want to be considered for opportunities that are in that zone, but say yes at the beginning, get the momentum, start saying no, don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings. Trust me, they've heard it before. Not a big deal. We're all adults. And you're going to find yourself with a lot better quality of life by saying no to more things professionally and personally. All right, because you know how you operate best. If you're like me, you don't want to go out after dark. Mama said nothing good happens after dark. Then don't do it. Say no. What's the big deal? It's just no. You're not saying I don't like you. You're just saying no, I'm not interested. And if that is something where, you know, maybe you're a morning person, maybe you're not. Maybe it's completely flip-flop. You then say no to anything that starts before noon. Only you know, where that zone of genius is for you. But manage it. Because being a solopreneur, being an entrepreneur, being someone that's going for this dream, you got to be able to say that big, big word, N-O. All right? I hope you say yes to launching your movement, to booking your call, to creating your message, and getting it after it. Because, man, it's a special place when you can share a story, teach a lesson, book your call, launchmymovement.com. Let's have a conversation. And say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.